They call him the Trump of the tropics. Like Trump, President Bolsonaro of Brazil has achieved record deaths from COVID, the removal of irksome environmental laws, and the steady loss of ministers. But now he's destroying a world treasure, the Amazon rainforest. This is The Science Show, in which we advise how to compost your body, should you be so inclined, save some rhinos, and have another look at Antarctica, that precious continent so close to Australia. The Amazon is also precious, that we know, but now it's in deep trouble, as you'll hear.
My name is Ignacio Amigo. I'm a Spanish science journalist based in Manaus, which is the largest city of the Brazilian Amazon. I recently wrote a feature for the journal Nature about the future of the Amazon forest. The Amazon forest is the world's largest rainforest. It spans over more than 5 million square kilometers in 9 countries in South America, but about 60% of the area is within the borders of Brazil. The Amazon is the place with the highest biodiversity in the world. It is also home to hundreds of indigenous communities, which also have a very high diversity of languages and cultures. Despite being relatively well-preserved, the Amazon has historically faced great threats. The main one is that people clear patches of rainforest to make room for soybean plantations and cattle ranching. Most of this soybean and meat is produced for export, especially to China, the United States, and Europe. But there are also other threats, such as logging and mining. All these illegal activities create not only environmental problems because they destroy the forest, but also social problems as they create conflicts with indigenous populations that need the forest standing to survive. Over the last year and a half, there has been growing concern around the world over the future of the Amazon. This has been mainly prompted by the election of Jair Bolsonaro, a right-wing politician who has promised to ease environmental regulations. I think that Brazil is heading in the wrong direction. All the experts I talked to are extremely worried about how Bolsonaro's government is handling environmental issues. And this is very sad because until recently, the situation was exactly the opposite. Not so long ago, Brazil was an example to the rest of the world on how to combine economic growth with environmental protection. Throughout the last decade, Brazil was able to dramatically reduce deforestation in the Amazon at the same time as the country's GDP grew and poverty rates decreased. Things began to change around 2013. When Brazil entered a stage of economic recession and President Dilma Rousseff was impeached. There were a few years of economic and political turmoil that ended with the election of Jair Bolsonaro in late 2018. And during this period, deforestation figures in the Amazon started ramping up again. What has changed with Bolsonaro's election is that while in previous years there was a sort of omission from the government side, what we see now is a clear plan to lose regulations and promote economic growth at the expense of the environment. They're not just neglecting protection, they're putting a lot of effort into dismantling the environmental protection system. And there are many examples of this. For one, the government is underfunding all the agencies responsible for environmental protection. The government also started a fight with Norway and Germany that caused the suspension of payments through the Amazon Fund, which was a fund used by these two countries to channel millions of dollars to be spent in environmental protection. And the government is also trying to pass a bill to allow mining activities in indigenous lands, which are some of the best protected areas in the Amazon. And in a more general view, most experts agree that Bolsonaro's rhetoric is encouraging other types of environmental crimes because he consistently sides with and supports people who engage in these activities. Scientists have known for quite some time now that vegetation can regulate rainfall patterns. This is because big trees suck up water with their roots and then liberate those water molecules through their leaves. In the case of the Amazon, this process is critical for the maintenance of the forest. There's a study from the 70s that showed that a single water molecule going from the Atlantic Ocean falls 5 or 6 times as rain before reaching the Andes in the west side of the continent. So what we have is a sort of virtuous cycle. In the Amazon, it rains a lot because there's a lot of vegetation, and there's a lot of vegetation because it rains a lot. I would say there are currently 2 thresholds we don't want to cross. The first one is what scientists call the forest dieback tipping point. And the underlying idea of this is that because the forest plays this important role in recycling water, if enough trees die, the rainfall pattern could be disrupted. And now, instead of having a virtuous cycle, what we would have is a vicious cycle in which trees die because there's not enough rain, and because there are fewer trees, then it rains even less. And scientists are worried that if this vicious cycle is triggered, then large parts of the Amazon forest would disappear in an irreversible way, because the new climate would be too hot and too dry to support a tropical rainforest. This process is sometimes called savannization, but this is a term that many scientists dislike, because savannas are actually very rich in terms of biodiversity, and the result of a forest dieback would be a degraded ecosystem with some similarities to savannas in terms of temperature and dryness and having sparse trees and bushes and so on, but it wouldn't be as rich in species as real savannas are. The second threshold that keeps scientists worried is related to carbon dioxide, which is the main culprit of climate change. As you probably know, when trees are growing, they take up carbon dioxide from the atmosphere through the process of photosynthesis, and they use that carbon to grow branches, roots, trunks, leaves, and so on. And then when the trees die, part of that carbon that was accumulated in their structures goes back to the atmosphere. And this is why keeping forests standing is so important, because they become these huge reservoirs of carbon dioxide. In the case of the Amazon, we know that the forest absorbs more carbon dioxide from the atmosphere than it releases, and it's been doing so for many decades. And this is great, because it means that the forest is helping us to fight climate change by absorbing part of our own greenhouse gas emissions. But scientists have observed that over the last decades, this absorption capacity has been decreasing, and we're not exactly sure what this is, but scientists believe it has to do with global warming, because what they're seeing is that trees are dying more because of droughts and longer dry seasons. Anyway, this is worrying, not only because we lose an ally in the fight of climate change, but also because if the trend continues, then we would pass this threshold and the Amazon could become a net source of greenhouse gases. And because of the Amazon, it's so big, then the amount of carbon dioxide accumulated there is huge, and the consequences for climate change could be disastrous. Last year, a group of scientists decided to create the Science Panel for the Amazon. And the idea of this panel is to put together some of the best scientists working in the Amazon to elaborate a report on the situation of the forest and also to put forward solutions. The report was meant to be ready for the next United Nations climate negotiations meeting, which was supposed to take place in Glasgow in November, but has been postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Well, Bolsonaro's government only sees the short-term economic value of the Amazon forest, the wood, the minerals, the land to plant soybean or ranch cattle. And if they destroy the forest, there will be terrible economic consequences for Brazil in the mid and in the long term. For one, it might cause the collapse of the agribusiness industry, because without the forest, there won't be enough rain to sustain the soybean plantations in Mato Grosso and other regions of Brazil. And it could also cause water shortages in the Brazilian megalopolis of Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo, where millions of people live.
And Ignacio Amigo lives in the Amazon and writes for the journal Nature. Yes, forests make their own wet weather. And the crime, as Ignacio just put it, is that the soil of such forests is often so thin that after clearing for agriculture, farming lasts barely 2 to 3 years.